Hi everyone, and welcome to Truth Over News. We often get asked, who is the most responsible for the entire COVID disaster, from the creation of the virus to covering up the fact that it was created in a lab? This show has broken a lot of stories to do with COVID, ranging from Fauci's secret teleconference to the Chinese Communist Party and People Liberation Army's deep entanglements with the Wuhan lab. You heard it here first, so here's our top 10 list of who we think are the most culpable parties for the entire COVID disaster. Let's go through the list in reverse order. At number 10, we have Mike Pence, Larry Kudlow, and Steve Mnuchin. Now, you might ask, what do these guys have to do with COVID? And the answer is quite a lot, although most of it has not been reported outside of alternative media. It is often forgotten that Pence is the person primarily responsible for the COVID response. That is because President Trump appointed Pence as the leader of the COVID task force very early on. That was in January of 2020 when Trump wisely decided to convene a group to tackle all aspects of the emerging disease. Understandably, but in hindsight, very unfortunately, Trump made Pence the head of the task force. That means Pence was responsible for everything to do with the task force. And one of the very first things that Pence did was to appoint Anthony Fauci to join the task force. Now, Fauci was an immunologist, not a virologist, and he had a giant ego. And he supported reckless gain-of-function experiments that made viruses more deadly. Why such a person should have been on the task force remains Pence's secret. Now, to be fair, Fauci was head of NIAID at the time, so it's really just an indication of Pence's Washington, D.C. mindset that he would appoint people based on titles as opposed to based on their actual experience, honesty, and reliability. Pence then allowed Fauci to essentially take over the task force. It was from that position that Fauci wielded all of his misdeeds, which we will come back to later. Incredibly, even after it had become known to anyone who was paying attention that the NIH under Fauci and his boss, Francis Collins, was at a minimum messing everything up very, very badly and probably doing so corruptly, well, despite this, Pence appointed Collins to the task force in May of 2020. So any excuses about Pence not understanding because it was early do not apply. Pence kept appointing the swamp because that was his world. As for Kudlow and Mnuchin, their roles in the COVID cover-up have been largely ignored. After President Trump realized that COVID had come out of a Wuhan lab and that his own administration, and that includes his own intelligence officials, were obstructing him, Trump wisely and correctly decided to create a presidential commission to get to the bottom of the COVID disaster. But then Kudlow and Mnuchin stepped in to stymie that initiative, and the commission ended up never taking off. We know this from testimony by Peter Navarro, who is currently in jail for being one of less than a handful of people who were not only in the Trump administration from the first day to the last day, but who remained loyal. At number 9, we have US government officials who most people have never heard of. One of them is Toni Rock. She's an official with the US Geological Survey. We broke the news on this show that Rock was involved with the diffuse blueprint for making COVID in a lab. That was a 2018 proposal submitted by EcoHealth President Peter Daszak along with various others, including Xi Zhengli from the Wuhan lab, whom we will get back to later. Now, while Rock's involvement does not seem to have been critical to the actual making of COVID in a lab, the fact that she knew of this plan and yet kept quiet when COVID emerged is a huge red flag. And she was not the only one. 15 government agencies knew about the 2018 blueprint for making COVID in a lab, yet they all kept quiet. As government employees, they had a duty, moral or otherwise, to tell the public that indeed there was a blueprint for making COVID in a lab. Had we known about this blueprint, the entire COVID cover-up could and would not have happened. What is more, President Trump could not have been blamed for failing to prevent the spread of a virus that was specifically engineered in a lab to spread like wildfire among humans, which natural viruses do not do. At number 8, we have Christian Andersen and his Proximal Origin co-authors. We broke a lot of stories on this show to do with Proximal Origin, which is the fraudulent paper that was commissioned by Fauci in order to cover up the truth about COVID's origin. The paper was used widely as proof that COVID was natural, but the whole thing was a fraud. Our show even uncovered secret text messages between the authors in which they privately said the exact opposite of what they said in their paper. Now, you might wonder why the Proximal Origin gang isn't higher up on our list, and that's a good question, and we did initially have them higher up. But on reflection, these guys were just tools. Andersen, for instance, had a huge grant sitting on Fauci's desk awaiting approval when he was tasked with writing the fraudulent Proximal Origin paper. Other authors were in similar positions. Being used by Fauci does not, of course, absolve these guys of culpability, but let's face it, it's very different being a mercenary as opposed to being the instigator. At number 7, we have EcoHealth Alliance and its president, Peter Daszak. You'll recall that was the organization and its president who were the funding go-between between Fauci and the Wuhan lab. Now, as with the Proximal Origin crew, we initially had Daszak higher up on the list, but Daszak too is essentially a mercenary. Before Daszak had anything to do with funding the Wuhan lab, Fauci had declared in 2011 that reckless gain-of-function experiments that made viruses exponentially more deadly for humans were a risk worth taking. And then a few years later, after President Obama had banned such recklessness in the United States, Fauci utilized Daszak to outsource these experiments to a hostile country, China. That is not to say that Daszak is absolved of blame. Quite the opposite. He bears a lot of the blame, especially for the cover-up. But we also think that others in more powerful positions are even more to blame. And talking about others in more powerful positions, at number 6, we have the media, and that includes science journals. They all went into total cover-up mode from day one. Even just mentioning the Wuhan lab was regarded as heresy, and you get banned from social media for doing it. When Senator Tom Cotton merely mentioned the possibility, he was lambasted and quickly went quiet. Without media compliance with Fauci and Fauci's narrative, the COVID cover-up could never have happened. And that's not just an academic point. As we discussed on a recent show, the cover-up in many ways was even worse than the creation of COVID because it prevented a proper response, specifically a response based on the fact that this virus was created in a lab with the specific intention of infecting as many humans as possible. That's what it was built to do. And it rendered most mitigation strategies totally useless. Yet those strategies cost us $20 trillion in countless lives and livelihoods. And then at number 5, we have Francis Collins, whom we've already mentioned. He was the head of the NIH, an organization of 20,000 people ruling over $60 billion, a huge amount of money that could and was used to buy influence and shape false narratives. Collins was there from day one. He was at Fauci's secret teleconference. He knew exactly what was going on. It was his duty as the head of a huge government agency to be honest. But he did the exact opposite. He went into full cover-up mode. According to one of his emails, which we reported on in 2022, Collins wanted to cover up the truth to safeguard international harmony. In other words, Collins claims that he wanted to prevent World War III. Well, that was not his job. His job as head of the National Institutes of Health was to report about health and science, and he should have left it to the president to deal with the politics. We also don't buy into Collins' World War III narrative. Collins was himself a huge proponent of reckless gain-of-function experiments. He co-wrote that article with Fauci in 2011, claiming that it was a risk worth taking. Well, it was not a risk worth taking, and so Collins is covering up his own role. Had he come clean on February 1st, 2020, and said that the virus was made in a lab with the specific intent to burn through human populations, history would have been very different. At number four, we have Jeremy Farah, a man about whom we broke many stories on this show. At the time that COVID emerged, Farah was the head of a British pharmaceutical trust, and therefore, similar to Fauci and Collins, able to shape narratives by deciding where billions of dollars worth of grant money was allocated. For reasons that remain unclear, but may have to do with Farah's personal, decades-long friendship with Gao Fu, the head of the Chinese CDC, Farah was one of the leaders of the COVID cover-up. He worked hand in glove both with Fauci and with the others who were used to implement the cover-up, such as the Proximal Origin authors and EcoHealth Alliance. Farah signed the false Lancet letter that declared COVID to be natural, and he got the fraudulent Proximal Origin paper into the journal Nature, despite it failing peer review. Incredibly, Farah was then promoted to the post of Chief Scientist of the World Health Organization. It's truly beyond belief, and yet that is what happened. For such a powerful man to be driving the cover-up, he deserves fourth place in our top 10. Now, at number three, and this might surprise you, we have the people who actually made the virus. This means the people at the Wuhan lab. While it is not known who exactly did what and when, we do know that Shi Zhengli, the director of the Wuhan lab, Ben Hu, a worker there, and of course Zhao Yuzhen, the People Liberation Army's researcher at the lab, who subsequently fell off the lab's roof and died, well, they were all involved in some way. Some might argue that the people who actually made the virus ought to be at number one on the list, and that's a strong argument. The reason why we don't have them at number one is that they did not come up with the idea, nor did they develop the techniques and advanced biotechnology which was required to implement the idea. Those things came from other people, and that is why, for us, the other people are more culpable. It's like giving a hostile actor a bomb-making kit, and then when the bomb goes off, is that the fault of the hostile actor or the fault of the people who gave them the kit? We think it's the fault of both, but since we are ranking levels of culpability, we think the people who provided the funding, the know-how, and the instruction manual for making COVID ought to be higher up on the list. Which brings us to numbers one and two. The last two people on our list are Ralph Baric and, of course, Anthony Fauci. Baric is the godfather of gain-of-function and the world's most renowned coronavirus expert. He pioneered the techniques. He essentially drafted the diffuse blueprint for making COVID in a lab. And he's the guy who knows more about any of this than anyone else in the world. Yet he foolishly, or otherwise, gave his technology and know-how to a hostile country. As for Fauci, he did not play the role of a scientist like Baric, but more that of a godfather. Fauci ran the entire operation. Baric would not have given the Wuhan lab all of this technology had Fauci not empowered and endorsed the lab in the first place by giving it prestigious NIH status. And the reason why Fauci did that was because he wanted to circumvent the ban of gain of function. Baric also shied away from the cover-up, choosing to stay quiet. And he just told Congress the truth, that COVID might well have come out of the Wuhan lab. Of course, none of this absolves Baric, who should have come clean years ago. But in apportioning blame, we're going to have to put Baric at number two and Fauci at number one. Historians will find it almost impossible to believe that Fauci was involved in every single aspect of the COVID disaster from A to Z. Fauci is the guy who inspired gain of function. He claimed it was a risk worth taking. It wasn't. He threw huge amounts of taxpayer money at these kinds of experiments. He outsourced these experiments to a hostile country when President Obama banned them. He then allowed EcoHealth to go ahead with the experiments at the Wuhan lab even after one of his staff members cut funding because of gain-of-function transgressions. That was in 2016. And when it all went wrong, He was the instigator and main organizer of the cover-up. There is no doubt in our minds that the person most responsible for the COVID disaster is Anthony Fauci. Thanks for joining us in today's episode of Truth Over News.